We are in a battle.
Yes.
I don't know if I have ever had to fight the powers of hell as much as I have had to in this meeting.
Oh, Lord.
The enemy is pressing.
Yes.
Against the people of God.
Yes.
And we are going to have to press back.
Yes.
I'd like for you, please, to turn with me to the book of Luke, the 8th chapter. And we want to read verses 16 through 18. Luke chapter 8, verses 16 through 18. We need your prayers.
On that on the good ground are they which are in honest and good heart.
I'm sorry, what I want the 8th chapter. Is that 8?
Yes, 8.
And
they read
16 through 18.
Saying, is that what you want? Yes. And they reason among themselves saying, it is because we have no bread.
No, Luke 16. Luke 8, 16 through 18.
No man, when he has light of carol,
yes,
covered it with a vessel, put it on under a bed.
Yes.
Setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light.
Yes, down through 18.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Take heed, therefore, how you hear, for whosoever hath, to him shall he be given. And whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have.
I thought about even in the reading of the scripture.
Yes. Amen.
Do you know that's the devil?
Yes.
That's the enemy.
Amen.
Opposing and fighting.
Yes.
But I'm thankful that God have given the victory.
Yes.
We have a victory over the powers of darkness. We don't have to be subject to the devil.
Amen.
Instead, his powers are subject to us.
Yes.
The burden that's on my heart and the thought that I would like for us to consider as a subject, take heed how you hear.
Yes.
Take heed how you hear. A definition for the word how. How means in what way or manner. In what way or manner you hear. In what state you hear. For what reason you hear. Now the word hear means to listen to.
Yes.
It means to hearken. To attend to what is uttered as to the words of advice or admonition. Hear means to obey, to comply with, to perform or execute. To perceive by the ear, to give close attention to. Now here the Lord Jesus is counseling and advising precious souls. Take heed how you hear. Now usually when we give counsel to people along that line, we tell them to be careful of what you hear. Be careful what you hear, and that's good. That's very wise, very important that you be careful what you hear. But Jesus here said, I want you to be careful how you hear. How we hear can mean the difference between a blessing and a curse, between victory and defeat, between life and death, and between heaven and hell.
Yes.
How we hear.
Help us, dear God.
In the book of Matthew, the 15th chapter, verses 21 through 28, please. The way that you and I listen to things and what manner we listen. The spirit and attitude that we have as we listen. The way that we perceive things have a lot to do with us as we journey along the path of life. Matthew 15, verses 21 through 28.
Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon.
Yes.
And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord,
yes.
thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she cried after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast into dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour.
Now Jesus said, Take heed how you hear. In what way or manner you hear, in what state you hear, you be careful about the spirit and attitude that you hear things in and how you perceive things.
Yes.
Now, this woman, when she came to Jesus, first of all, he was silent. Now, we can hear some things in silence sometimes. Person don't answer you when you're talking to them. That sends a message to you, see?
Yes.
And this woman could have heard that silence in a negative way.
Yes.
But then when Jesus did answer her, he said, It's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. That woman, had her spirit and attitude been one of a negative spirit and attitude, she could most certainly and no doubt would have been offended at what Jesus said. She could have classed it as being prejudice, being racist. They were of a different race. And she could have heard it with a negative attitude and felt that Christ was being prejudiced toward her. And as a result of that, her heart could have become hardened and stiffened. And she could have gone on her way and missed a blessing.
Yeah.
But the reason would have been the way she heard. The way she heard. Take heed, be careful with what spirit and attitude you hear things of. Be careful how you perceive what is said, see? But this woman had a spirit and attitude of humility. She was an humble person, lowly, and the result was that that spirit of humility and lowliness got this woman a precious and priceless blessing by her just humbling herself and perceiving what Christ said. She said, Lord, what you said is true. That's truth. It is not fit and suitable to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs, but the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from their master's table. She had a pretty good perception, didn't she? Of what Christ said, didn't she? You know, I thought it brought to my mind years ago when we were back in the Wichita congregation, we were wanting to do some outreach work, and Brother McCray and myself, we were wanting to get into one of the jails and do some work within the jail system. So we went down and we inquired about getting in, and they told us, well, it's another group that's already in here, and they've been in here for years, and you all will have to contact them to go through them. If they let you come in, well, it's all right. So we made contact with this particular group of people, and we asked them about coming in. And so one of the individuals asked us, he says, well, have you evangelized your own neighborhood? Take heed how you hear. Now, we were of a different race than these people were. And we could very well have heard that in a negative way, that, well, they don't want us in because we're of a different race and so forth. But we heard it as a challenge.
Yeah.
We went back. We gathered some of the brethren together, and every Sunday afternoon, we went door to door, and we passed out gospel literature, and we covered a vast area of Wichita. We made contact with souls, multitudes of souls. And we know for sure that one soul got saved through that track work. I don't know how many more. But an old elderly gentleman got saved, lived about 6 months, and went on to glory. But we're talking about being careful how you perceive what's said to you. The spirit and attitude that you hear what's being said to you. Because it can mean the difference between blessing and cursing, between victory and defeat, between life and death and heaven and hell, the way you and I perceive things that are said to us. Attitude that we have when people speak to us, when we hear things. I'd like for you to turn with us to Acts, the 13th chapter. I want you to begin reading at verse 42, please, down through verse 45. Acts 13, 42 through 45.
And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath.
Yes.
Now when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God.
Yes.
And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold.
I believe that's good. Thank you. Now, the Lord said that we are to take heed how we hear. Be careful concerning the spirit and attitude, even with which you listen to the word of God.
Amen.
Here were two groups of people, the Jews and the Gentiles. And both of those groups of people heard the word of God with a different spirit and attitude. To one of them, it was a rich blessing. The Gentiles were just drinking the word in. They were being blessed by it. They were prospering by it. And the Jews were contradicting and opposing it. Take heed how you hear. This word can either be life or death to us. The way that you and I hear it, the spirit and attitude in which we receive God's word and deal with God's word, can either be life or death in a spiritual sense to us, can either mean heaven or hell for us.
Yes.
Take heed how you hear. The Jews heard it with the negative attitude and spirit, an opposing, a contradicting, and a blaspheming attitude and spirit. The Gentiles heard it with gratefulness, pleasure, delight, appreciation. They appreciated what they heard. Oh, may God help us as we journey along the path of life. You take heed. You be careful how you hear the word of God. With what spirit and attitude. Do you know, dear ones, we can come to service already with a negative spirit and attitude about us. And the word of God can be preached and taught under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and we will not get anything at all out of it, and we'll go away complaining about the preacher and about those that were presenting the word. And it wasn't the preacher at all.
Amen.
It was the spirit and attitude in which we heard the word of God. See, I came already having given place to the enemy. And so I was unable to benefit and profit by the word of God. Take heed how you hear. With what spirit and attitude you hear God's word. And how you perceive God's word. If we perceive the word of God, that the preacher was just preaching at me, that's the way I perceived it, then what we do is build up a resistance against it. And whereas the word would bless us, it's going to have a negative effect upon us. Recall someone mentioning that Brother Isaac Chandler mentioned that one time he was preaching, and after preaching, you know, he sat down, and someone was there that had the thought that Brother Chandler was preaching at him. They said he was preaching at me, said he looked right at me. Then said when he got through preaching and sat down, ran back and sat back and looked over at me. Brother Chandler said he didn't even know the lady was there in the congregation. But her spirit and attitude, the way she heard, see, she perceived. The Holy Ghost know what you and I need. He know our needs. And oftentimes, as the Holy Ghost deal with people, somehow they think the preacher knows something about them, or someone has told the preacher about them, and the preacher is picking on them, when the preacher, as it was stated, may not even know. A lot of times, if it's not just your regular home congregation, and even in the home congregation, I may not know who all is there until after service is over and I start speaking to the people. Because very seldom do I just take a look out at the congregation and look it over to see who all is there. So, you see, we need to be careful. We need to be careful how we perceive the things that we hear. God is concerned about us. He's trying to get us to heaven. Maybe this is one thing. The scripture says, to the hungry soul, a bitter thing is sweet. If you're really hungering and thirsting after the things of God, some things may come sometime that may seem to be bitter, but the way we perceive it, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I need something. And so we can perceive it in a way that we can grasp and get a hold to something, even when others feel it's bitter and they're pushing it off. We can accept it. We can receive it, and it'll benefit our souls.
Yeah.
Take heed how you perceive the things that you hear, and with what spirit and attitude, what state of heart and mind you're in as you listen to God's word. In the book of St. John, the 6th chapter, verse 51 through 55, please. St. John 6, 51 through 55. Yes, through 55, please.
I am the living bread which came down from heaven.
Yes.
If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my blood, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you.
Yes.
Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed.
All right, take heed how you hear. Now, some of these people that heard the word of God, as Christ preached and taught this message, some of them heard it and they perceived it in the wrong way and they were offended. Well, this is a hard saying. You read on down in the scripture here. They said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? And they were offended in Christ, and some of those people turned and went away and followed him no more.
Amen.
Take heed how you hear.
Yes,
it can mean the difference between you making heaven or you missing heaven and ending up in the lake that burned with fire and brimstone. How we perceive the word of God, with what spirit and attitude we hear God's word. Some of those people heard the word of God. Jesus asked the 12, will you also go away? Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go?
Amen.
Thou hast the words of eternal life.
Yeah.
Peter and them perceived it in a different way.
Yeah.
Even if it is a heart saying, Lord, you have the words of eternal life.
Yes.
What we're going to do is humble our hearts and seek you for the grace that we need to meet what you're telling us we need to do.
Amen.
Take heed with what spirit and attitude you hear God's word.
Yes.
Because if we hear it with a negative attitude, we can begin to resist it, oppose it, withstand it. That's a hard saying. I'm not willing to do it. And it'll end up damaging and destroying our eternity-bound soul. One of the poets said in his writing, one ship sails east and another west with the self-same wind that blow. 'Tis the set of the sail and not the gale that determine the way they go. Like the winds of the sea, the ways of fate, as we voyage along through life, it's the set of the soul that decides the goal and not the calm or the strife. You see those ships out sailing when they had the old ships that used the sails. You could find ships going in opposite direction, but the wind was only blowing one way. But it was the way that they set those sails that made the difference as to the way that that ship went. And so it is with us. This is what happened when Jesus was preaching and teaching here. Two different groups of people heard the word of God, but it was the way that those individuals set their hearts and minds that made the difference, with some of them departing and going on their way and not following him again, and some of them realizing that, Lord, you have the words of eternal life. There is nowhere else for us to go. The way we set the sails of our soul is what will make the difference. You can have two people sitting side by side right here in this congregation, and they perceive things different. Their attitude and spirit is different, and it causes them to go separate ways because of God's word. Take heed how you hear.
Amen.
Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, verse 30 through 32, please. Ezekiel 33, verse 30 through 32.
All right. Also thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness.
Okay, that's 33 and
30
through
32. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, 32.
Yes.
And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy words, but they do them not.
I believe that's good.
Amen.
Take heed how you hear. One of the definitions that we gave said, for what reason you hear. In your own thoughts, dear ones, what is the reason? For what reason do you hear the word of God? These people heard it for entertainment reasons. It entertained them. The preacher was like a lovely song to them. As they preached the gospel and taught it, all people, you know, they rejoiced in it. We heard a good sermon, but he said they didn't do it. They didn't obey what was said, but it was entertainment to them. Is that the reason that we hear the word of God, come to hear the word of God, is to be entertained by the word of God? It should not be. That should not be so. In Acts, the 17th chapter, verses 16 through 21, please. Take heed how you hear. or for what reason you hear. What is your reason for coming to service and hearing God's word preached and taught? Are you coming to be entertained? All right, Acts 17 and 16 through 21.
Now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry.
Yes.
Therefore disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons, and in the market daily with them that met with him. Then certain philosophers of the Epicureans and of the Stoics encountered him, and some said, "What will this babbler say?" Others, some, "He seemeth to be a setter forth of strange God, because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection."
Yes.
And they took him and brought him unto, "May we know what this new doctrine whereof thou speakest is. For thou bringest,"
Turn to the 21st, please.
Okay. "For thou bringest certain strange things to our ears. We would know therefore what these things mean. For all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing."
Take heed how you hear. For what reason you hear. Some people hear just to find out some new thing, to learn some new thing. That's what these people, that was their situation. Now they spent their time to either hear or tell some new thing. So this is why they gave Paul an opportunity to preach the gospel to them. This man has some strange things that we haven't heard, so we want to hear something new. Is that the reason that you listen to the word of God, is just to hear something new? Some people are gospel critics. They listen to the word of God to see how much of it they can pick apart. They want to just listen, and as they hear the word of God, they're finding fault with it. They're picking the word of God apart, so to speak. But, oh, dear ones, we should hear the word of God because it reveals Christ to us. It makes him manifest to us. It tells you and me how we can live to please him. This word that we hear will prepare us for heaven. And that's what should be the very thing. Lord, I want to live in the center of your will. And it's your word, through your word, that you reveal your will to me. Help me to know what you're requiring and desiring of me. And that should be the reason you and I hear the word of God. So we can learn how to please Jesus, how to be more like him as we journey through this dark and sinful world. We should hear God's word because it is a lamp unto our feet. It is a light unto our pathway, and it will help us to be able to discern the snares and traps and falls that the enemy has set for our feet, and it will help us to avoid those things. Take heed for what reason you listen to God's word. In Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 through 11, please. Yes, in verse 8 through 11.
"Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when
For the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat.
I believe that's good. Thank you.
Amen.
Take heed how you hear. Now, as we hear the word of God, the word heed in one sense, as we stated, means to give close attention. You see, dear ones, when we are listening to the word of God, we need to pay attention. Some people are disinterested. They are here, but they have no real interest. You'll find people holding conversations, reading literature while the word of God is being preached and taught, sleeping, their mind on something that happened yesterday. And when those individuals come before the judgment seat of Christ, and the Lord began to deal with them and lay out to them, and they, well, Lord, I didn't know you required that of me. Well, had they shown an interest, had they paid close attention, God sent to them what they needed. But they were not paying attention. See? And so it passed right over them. And now they feel like, well, Lord, I didn't know. You never told me. Yes, I told you. I sent my word. I let you know what was required of you. But the interest, you didn't have the interest. You were doing something else. Your mind was on something else. Oh, we need to take heed how we hear. When we come to the house of God, we need to gird up the loins of our mind. We need to put out of our mind the thoughts, the things that happened yesterday, the thoughts of what may happen tomorrow. We need to direct our attention on the Word of God, pay close attention to it, so we can get what God has for us to benefit our eternity-bound souls. We'll be inexcusable when we stand before God. We can't say, well, Lord, I didn't know you required that of me. The Lord said, yes, I told you. I told you I sent my word. So we need to be very careful, dear ones, of how we hear the word of God. Pay attention to God's word. Hebrews, the 12th chapter, in verse 15.
Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled.
Take heed how you hear. Some people have a bitter spirit. I thought about the track that we have, the last cool drink, and how that individual, this man, heard the gospel preached and the effect that it had on his child, that she, it touched her heart. But again, going back to the spirit and attitude and how we perceive things, you had two different people and they were affected in two different ways. That girl's heart was touched, and she wanted to seek God and be saved. But her father, his heart was opposed and bitter toward the truth. And not only did he let it affect him, but he let it affect his daughter. He threatened her that if you go down to that mourner's bench, that he was going to, what he was going to do to that child. And as a result, that child drew back, and she prayed and asked God to take away his spirit and stop dealing with her. God took away his spirit. He ceased to deal with her anymore. And it wasn't very long that she became gravely ill, and that girl knew that she was going out into eternity. And the father knew that she was going out into eternity. And he came in and he began to tell her to pray. She said, there's no need for me to pray. She said, I told God to take away his spirit. And God has taken His Spirit and He won't deal with me anymore. See? We need to be careful, folks. Take heed with what spirit and attitude we hear the Word of God. Now, the Scripture said, lest the root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. When we let bitterness come into our heart, it don't just stop with us. Oftentimes, it defiles other people. If you have a companion, if you have children, and you get bitter about something, and you begin to talk to your companion and your children about that, oftentimes the bitterness is going to transfer from you to them, and many other people are going to suffer as a result of you letting something in your heart that should never have been there. Take heed how you hear. If I hear a message, I can go home and began to talk to my companion. You know, I heard such and such, and I began to tell them how I perceived it. They weren't here to even hear it, but they began to agree with me. Well, I can imagine that so and so would. That's about what they would say, and the way they would say it. And I may be altogether wrong. And they weren't even here, but they're agreeing with me. And now they've been affected, see? They've been affected. Take heed how you hear, how you perceive things, with what spirit and attitude you perceive things. Because the Bible said, no man liveth to himself. You have an influence on other people. You are going to affect other people. In one way or the other, you're going to affect people around you. So we need to be very, very careful, not for ourselves only, but also for those that we have contact with. We don't want to damage anyone else. We don't want to cause anyone else to be lost. This father caused his daughter to be lost. That young woman went out into eternity unprepared to meet God. And that father was so broken up by that, the writer said when he would go out to the field to plow, he'd forget his team. Forget his team. That man was broken up. It was all his fault, in a sense of speaking. We know the young lady could have pressed over that, and she could have gotten saved anyway, but that man had a great deal to do with that child being lost. Said he would go to town to get things and forget what he had gone to get. It had that kind of effect upon him, because had it not been for him, that child maybe would have been saved. Take heed how you hear. Be very, very careful. In Daniel, the 4th chapter, verse 27. Daniel 4:27.
Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee.
Yes.
Take off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility.
Now, one of the definitions that we read for here, it says here mean to hearken. And hearken means to attend to what is uttered as to words of advice or admonition. You be very careful how you pay attention, how you attend to the words of advice and admonition that's given to you. Now, Daniel advised this man, admonished him. King, break off your sins by righteousness, your iniquity by showing mercy to the poor, that it might be a lengthening of thy tranquility. That man didn't pay very much attention at all to what Daniel said. We have the saying that it went in one ear and out the other. Didn't mean anything to him. He went on his way, continued to do what he was doing, until one year later, when God poured out his wrath and judgments upon that individual. I believe it was mentioned last night, you be careful about the warnings that's given to you. Don't count them as being something light. Don't just cast them aside. If you are admonished, if you are counseled, if you are warned, take heed to the warning. Take heed to the warning. See? Be careful concerning the words of advice and admonition that's given to you. 1 Kings, the 12th chapter, verses 6 through 8, please. First Kings 12, 6 through 8.
Therefore, consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon his father while
yes.
he had lived, and said, how do ye advise that I may answer this people? And they spake unto him, saying, if thou wilt be a servant unto this people this day, and will serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be thy servants forever. But he forsook the counsel of the old men, which they had given him, and consulted with the young men that were grown up with him,
I believe that's
good before him.
I believe that's good. Thank you. Take heed how you hear. Or with what spirit and attitude you hear things. Now, Rehoboam was a young man, and he had counselors here after Solomon's death, and he came into the kingship. He had counselors that had sat with his father, with Solomon, wise men. Men of experience, men that had seen some things, and they knew how to advise him and counsel him and how to help him to avoid the snares and traps and the pitfalls that the devil would set for his feet. And he called those men and he counseled with them, and they gave him wise counsel. But then he called the young men that grew up with him, and he asked their advice, and they gave him a different counsel. I want you to take heed how you hear, with what spirit and attitude you hear. We're living in a time, dear ones, that you give advice and, you know, young people think, well, that old, out-of-date counsel and advice. The time that we're living in a different age, Mom and Dad, than when you all grew up. That's out of date. That's out of date. No, take heed with what spirit and attitude you hear the counsel that's given to you. Oh, listen, Rehoboam forsook the counsel of the old men.
Yes.
It's out of date. See, it's outdated counsel. And this young generation that's coming up, we know more about how to deal with situations than back in Solomon's time. And it cost him greatly.
Yes.
It cost him greatly. Yes. Take heed how you hear, with what spirit and attitude you listen to the things that are told you, how you take the advice, the admonition, the counsel that's given you, how you perceive the things that are said to you. In the book of Genesis, the 19th chapter, verses 12 through 14, please. Genesis 19 and 12 through 14.
And the men said unto Lot,
yes?
As thou hearest, thy son-in-law and thy son and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. But we will destroy this place, because the city of them is waxing great. Because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord.
Yes.
And the Lord has sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law.
Take heed how you hear. Now, the spirit and attitude, Lot went out and gave these young men warning. Up, get you out of here. the Lord is going to destroy this place. But they heard it as somebody just joking, making fun, mocking, making fun. They did not receive the words of Lot. I mentioned, dear ones, that the way we hear can mean the difference between life and death, between victory and defeat, between heaven and hell. These young men could have been spared had they heard with the right spirit and attitude, had they accepted the counsel and the advice and the admonition that was given to them. But it was just like somebody joking to them, and so they just cast it aside. God rained down fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah and all the people that were in those cities. Those men lost their lives because of the way they heard things. The way they heard things. Take heed. Their own lust and their mouth speak great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. Now the thought that I'm getting out of here, and spoke about their mouth speaking. Now in our taking heed how we hear, we need to take heed how we lend an ear to things. Be careful how you lend an ear to things. You know, we can begin to hear some things and we begin to sympathize with those things. And we'll end up becoming tainted. We're lending an ear to hear what someone has to say. You take heed how you lend your ear to people, because it can cause you some great damage. There have been people that have heard maybe someone come and they began to tell certain things. I'm speaking up now on this wise. Riots and things like that have started because of people lending an ear to someone. And people began to tell them something and they began to sympathize with it and they become stirred up and they go with the multitude to do evil, and they find out later on that what they were doing, what they were told, was nothing like what they were getting involved in. We need to be very, very careful of how we lend our ear to other people. If those things that are being said are negative and those things are going to damage us in some way or cause damage to others in some way, we need to be very careful about lending our ear to those kind of things. Take heed. Be careful how you hear.